Okay, Mette, the floor is yours.
Hi, thank you, Louisa. I'm Mette. I'm from Denmark. I'm 59. I stopped drinking daily this year in May, so I'm 4 months in. I haven't been sober for 4 months. It's 6 weeks ago. Sorry, I had a glass of wine. One glass. I know that the Danish AA people I meet, they say if they said one glass is three, if they say three, it's six. It wasn't like that. But the 6 weeks is the longest during these months. I don't know if I'm alcoholic. I don't know anything really. But I can tell you about me and alcohol. I got drunk first time when I was 14, and I blacked out, and I haven't thought of that for many years until this summer, where I tried to understand what's going on with me and alcohol. All I remember was that I woke up at home and feeling awful, and my mother was, "Ah, you're having your first hangover. This is funny." And then when I came to school next Monday, a girl in my class said, "Do you remember what you did?" "No." "Well, you took off your shirt and you really embarrassed yourself." "Okay. Well, but I haven't thought of it." "Yeah, well, I don't know, because I didn't go back to drinking. I wasn't attracted to drink, so I never thought of it as anything. But maybe it's a significant something." I wrote down some dates. About, I don't know, before I was 18, me and my friends saw the movie Hair in the movies, in the cinema, and Milos Forman movie. And from that time on, the coolest thing we could think of was to get high on hash. So that was what we were doing. And I don't remember it as being the first times we were having fun and giggling, but I did it for 1.5 years, and I don't remember it as being really nice, actually. I think we were doing it as a rebel. I was doing it as it was sign of being rebellious and revolutionary, and as opposed to society. And we did. I did acid. I don't understand. I did that more than once. That was so awful and scary, but I don't know, my cool friends did it, so I did it. But I left that lifestyle after about 2 years, and I just stopped. I wasn't it wasn't like I was addicted or anything, and so I went to high school, and I didn't drink for many years, not only for only parties or going to clubs, and I didn't have any addiction of any sort of thing. I was diagnosed with depression in 1983, and I didn't drink then. And but I started SSRI medication, and I finished university. And I got a job. I remember the first time I remember that maybe I drink too much. I got my first job after university. I have to look. I got fired in 99, and I didn't even like that job, but the firing was, I went in back into depression, talked with my doctor. I don't know if I changed the medication. But back then, I think I was actually started to drink wine every night, and I remember when was that? I remember in the some years later, I met some AA people. I had an allotment, and I said, "I do drink half a bottle of wine every evening. Do you think that's too much?" I didn't know myself. And I said, "Well, the only one to answer that question is you." In 2007, I had my own company, and I didn't know. At that time, I was drinking heavily, and I was in Copenhagen. I didn't live in Copenhagen to plan a friend of mine's 50-year-old birthday, and it went okay until her mother flew in from Iceland, and that mother was such a nightmare. She was buzzy, 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 and I remember the day at the birthday. We realized, oh, we need some bread for the buffet, and I can go get that. And my plan was, I'm going to the first bar. I'm gonna have a beverage because this is awful. And I did that, and it didn't. I had four beverages within within an hour or so, and it didn't help. My hands were going like this, and I was crying. Whoa, that's the first time I remember that. I also understanding that for some time, I don't know how long, years maybe, I have been using alcohol as a sedating. Was an unknown bar to me. People were very nice. The bartender came up, oh, you're crying. You need love. I'm gonna give you a hug. I just cried more. Long story short, I ended up going back to that birthday. I'd come into a party, and then I blacked out and insulted the mother of my friend. And the next morning I woke up, I was so miserable. And I turned myself into a psychiatric emergency room for the first time because I couldn't do anything. I was there for some nights, and I told the psychiatrist everything that happened, including drinking and blackout. And he said, okay, have you sometimes felt like you're on the top of the world? Yeah, back at university, I was really feeling like that. Okay, then you are bipolar and you need this and this and this. And I said, but I told you about the drinking and the blackout. Don't you think I should go on interviews and something? Ah, no, don't worry about that. We all drink, and I don't know, I can't blame him, but that's how it was. I think I probably I was scared, but I it didn't make me stop drinking. I probably just lower it. That summer I also went to some physical AA meetings in Aarhus, but I couldn't. The God stuff, and I don't know. The psychiatry in Denmark, you have to wait and wait and wait. It was 3 years, and I met more than one psychiatrist that said, "Well, you're hopeless. I can't help you." And I was drinking during these 3 years. Eventually, I found a psychiatrist that really helped me. I went to see him every week. He had changed the medication, he really helped me. I don't know how much I drank at that time. 2010, it was decided that I should go on early retirement because of my mental health. That was a relief, but I think actually it at that time it would have led me to drink more because I didn't have to, there was no accountability in it for me. And then I think I remember, but I don't know. I moved to an island. In 2014, and the first time my daughter came to see me, I have been drinking a lot because that move was actually very making me nervous, but I didn't know it. So when she came, I was so nervous. I don't know the word when you're not speaking, like this. She said, how much have you been drinking? And later I blacked out. And that was 2014. But I think since 2014, I have been probably drinking every night without being aware of it. That scares me. But I also have a lot of good times, and I moving around and but this year, 2023, no, 2022, my daughter told me that she what happened? She went on a vacation with my sister and she didn't want to tell me. And I was really angry because I haven't seen her. But I, at that time, I didn't understand she was reluctant to see me because of my drinking. So I was focusing on, I was angry. And she told me, no, you have to stop drinking. I wasn't, it didn't, I don't know. I was focusing on, I don't know. My sister told me the same thing also in 2022. And she also said, well, I think you're neurodivergent on the spectrum. I don't know. I don't have that diagnosis. I actually think both of these messages led me to drink more. I don't know. What I know is that the last winter, I was drinking more and more. I ended up drinking 2 bottles of wine a day. And it took me some time to realize that it was these card boxes, you know. And I realized that January 23, I can see in my diary, this is not good. And I was really miserable. I didn't want to live. I didn't want to. I knew that if I was going to attempt a suicide, I knew that would be half-hearted. But I just wanted to drink. I wanted to kill my mind, really. I didn't want to face anything. And so, yeah, well, I tried to moderate for some time. And then around May this year, I realized this is not going anywhere. What I really wanted was to go to a rehab. And I called a friend that went there. But it turns out that's a lot of money and I can't afford it. So I called AA and the physical meetings where I live have been closed down. I found a traditional AA on Zoom. It was helpful, but when I found the secular, it was more helpful. And but I will say that it's been really, I hope there's no newcomers because the sobriety, it's been like a depression, really. You can say the positive, I've been here before, I have been through it, I know it will pass, but I haven't been through a depression without drinking. Well, I did that in the 90s. I don't know, but my mind, it's like I was looking at my diary this morning to see when in the past winter did I start drinking so much? And I see that I write down, I drink too much, I smoke too much, but I was still having a life. I was cooking, I was doing gardening, I was outgoing, I was engaging. All that stopped in May this year when I stopped drinking. I was like, that was it. I really. No, I've increased the antidepressants to max doses, and that has helped. And also, I'm not as miserable as I was 2 months ago, but I do feel very lonely, and I'm not thinking about suicide anymore. But getting back to life, it seems like, oh, I don't know. I think it's really hard. I think, and breathing, focusing on breathing, I can manage that. And what also has been helpful is this will pass too. Living in the present, I find that more hard. But I have managed to go 6 weeks without having a drink, but I still want to drink. I don't know. I don't know what I want, but I don't think I should be asking myself that because that would be a drink. Yeah. I don't know if I'm missing out. I haven't found a sponsor. I don't. They'd say that at the traditional meetings, and then when I start go to the seculars, a lot of people say I did it without a sponsor. I don't know. I think I've been crying so much this summer that poor sponsor. If anybody, that should have been a psychiatrist. But yeah, well, I don't know. I haven't done any steps, but in these rooms, also the secular people usually refer to something like a step work. That is, I understand that I have, if I have to, if I want to stay sober, and I want that, I have to understand my mindset. And it's, I think that's a, it's like constantly telling myself not to think that, not to think that. One of the things that I'm usually, I didn't know I spent that much time criticizing myself. I wake up thinking, oh, here you go again, you messy, you shitty fucking. Well, I have to stop that because it will lead me to drink again. But I think it's hard. Yeah. That's all for now. Thank you.